out to Steve West. He's all the way back at Douglas Camp Spring, probably good 6 miles in. If you guys want to come, that'd be great. We're going to try and see what we can do for air, but we're pretty limited.
Okay, well, go ahead and continue in. That is going to be an hour or so for us to get up there.
Well, probably be 3 hours for us two-legged individuals.
We can cut that in half because we have four.
All right, head this way. Thanks. K7EY, rescue, Douglas Spring Trail.
Copy, Legion Farm is going to resume K7.
I'm expecting each of your riders will have 6 legs.
Dang, you're right again, Michael.
Paul Clifton responded in your IDQA about 20 minutes, KE7WZ.
KE7BTD, Houseman Steve West.
Steve, if you haven't figured it out, your AC team will be Lindsay and Jane.
Thank you, Mike.
And Colleen, Steve, K71.
Go ahead.
It looks like the patient's going to be 200 pounds, according to his driver's license, 6'1", 200, 54-year-old male.
Okay, good copy.
K7EY approaching the trailhead.
Calling H2, I got you saying.
And Liz and Jane, you can sort out yourselves who's tracking. Probably best not to have both tracking at the same time.
And hey, Steve Leskin.
Can you copy me, Jane?
Okay, he was on the hill to get out on the text and on the phone. He's going to walk back down the hill to the trail. So the coordinates that we have, I don't know if you got coordinates or not, they'll be in the area, but not the exact location. He's stating that he will be on trail. They should be close to those coordinates. And he has a headlamp. So I'm kind of curious how he's walking down there. But supposedly he pulled a muscle, he heard something pop. Okay, sounds good.
Well, he does say that he is. And showing the coordinates that it has that are on ATLS will show up on Lindsay's phone. They are on a hill that's about 200 meters northwest of the campground. So you'll go past those coordinates, they'll be on your left, and you'll get to the campground. And the horse has a blanket bag in the front of the horse. And their horses are going to the gate. And they will be on Simplex. Stokes ops.
Same efforts.
Copy. Stokes team of 6 starting up trail. And to encourage Stokes team of 6 is in the field. Paul will be tracking. Maybe only by his cell phone now. So he loses it once he gets up the hill. And we do have a ranger in route. He'll tell you about 30, but they're going to fuel and then come out and assist. So we'll see what happens with them. And if Paul's on cell phone only, then Linz won't see him on radio.
Radio. Who is calling intermittent? Paul on cell team. I am transmitting on radio frequency APRS, so they should see me on radio.
Okay. Haven't seen anything since the parking lot, but we'll watch it. Okay, Paul, I have you at the register.
And periodically, or if they tell them,
you know, more importantly, when you get a point where you're likely to get out, then transmit it. Junctions can hide. Good. Go ahead again.
We're about to probably lose Tom to the APRS object for the patient subject coordinates are not showing up on my phone, and so we wanted to copy down the coordinates before we lose Tom. Can anybody copy?
13.69, 36.44. That's the campground itself.
So. Okay, I copy 13.69, 3.644, and that is the campground.
Move your decimal place on the second one, 36.44.
Sorry, I left you.
Got me those coordinates as well.
Don't
have anything recent from the Hasty team, but they ought to be past the Bridle Reef Falls Junction. Copy, just approaching the Bridle Reef Junction, just past three tanks.
Thank you.
I heard. And Paul, that object does show up on internet, so not sure whether you're looking at the internet feed or the RF feed or what settings you might have, but fiddle with those later. And 7JZ.
CPS Ranger up in 407. Go ahead, Grant.
Ranger 58 in 407.
Go ahead.
Ranger, you have 500.
Ranger, you have rescue 500.
Ranger to rescue 500. We're showing about 5 minutes out. Do you have any additional?
We have coordinates where the subject should be if you want to check those, and we have one for you to pick up.
Okay, what's the suspect or subject's coordinates?
3213.69 110 36.43
10-4 what's the 32-1386-49 Ranger 407, that was his original port. He said he was going to come off the hill back to his camp spot, so he didn't want to get stuck on the side of the hill in the dark. So we still be hobbled down to that second set.
10-4 put those in. Do you know what his condition is right now?
He advised that he heard a pop in his leg and could not walk out. So if it was a mile or two, I think we could probably get him out without an issue. But due to his distance, it tends to be a muscle injury in a leg. We're trying to prevent strokes in a mouth for 6 miles.
Copy that. What's your LZ at?
And LZ is going to be 14.12, 32, 14.12, 110, 41.22. That's the end of Speedway Boulevard. We have some power flares that are out. We have one rescuer that can be picked up and dropped off if you like. We don't know what you're going to have near the patient.
Just going over the patient coordinates now. Look at the if you have cell contact, can you shine a light at the helicopter?
Yeah, he won't there. That's why he climbed up the hill originally to get out. He didn't want to get stuck on the hill in the dark, so he went back to the camp. We've all been back there a dozen times, and it's pretty much a black hole. He should have a headlamp.
Copy. We're over the coordinates we're looking for.
There should be a structure there. It is a campsite, so there should be a structure of some sort.
Ranger 58407.
Ranger, go ahead.
Now, are you back there at the LZ, or are you farther up here on the left?
We're at the end of Speedway where the flares are.
Copy. We're looking for them.
Copy.
Ranger, you're just over the Hasty team now.
And Ranger, do you have rescuers up here on the trail?
10-4 Ranger, that's correct.
10-4, I think we just found your rescuers.
Should be three teams on trail, Ranger, including horses.
So Ranger 407, I'm rescue.
There, Ranger, go ahead.
So did you ever see our subject?
Negative, we haven't seen him yet. I just saw some of your rescuers we thought might have been him.
Yeah, we got a Hasty team in. They're probably halfway. Some horses. So our thought was, if you could fly in there and find them, see if you could find an LZ or something you liked. If you want, you can come back and pick one of us up. Take us in, we can hike down and see if we could get them back up to the LZ. That's what we were hoping for. I don't know if you can see well enough to even consider an LZ.
Temporary, we just located them at the coordinates. We're looking for an LZ now.
Okay, so like I said, if it's too far for your medic to go, we have one ready back here, just advice.
Hey, Ranger, do you have combo with your rescue team?
Yeah, 10-4.
Okay, we're at your coordinates and there's multiple lights down there. Do you have people with him or is he supposed to be out with a bunch of people?
No, our guy is alone, so if you have multiple lights, that's probably our rescuers. Are you saying there's multiple lights at the scene?
Yeah, 10-4, you're giving coordinates. There's several lights there.
Okay, he did say he set up camp, so I'm wondering if when you're saying several, what are you talking?
We'll have to take a closer look, boys. Right?
Okay, we know he does have a headlamp. I'm thinking he's probably got a lantern going.
Can I also confirm those extra coordinates for his new coordinates of once you gave initially wrote down both?
Okay, he walked down the hill to the camp. The camp is 32, 13.69, 110 degrees,
444.
And keep in mind, the parking lot at the trailhead has 15, 20 plus cars, so I'm sure that we got civilians out on the trail. Can't imagine a bunch back there, though. Most hikers do through a couple, 2 or 3 miles.
Go for up.
Yeah, Ranger, we've located them. We're looking for an elevator. Ranger, copy.
Yeah, Ranger, confirming you located.
Colleen, ops on Simplex. You passed the Rattle Reef Junction yet? And 7 JZ, no response from Colleen.
Go ahead, Michael, sorry.
You passed the Bridal Reef yet?
No, we had to wait for a rattlesnake to get completely out of our way, and we just came across 2 hikers coming down your way. Okay, Anthony.
Oh, okay.
Continuing on.
And 7 JZ.
Hello. I don't know if you got my, further out from Sewell Creek, and I think it's my setting that I don't see that object, but we had the board. So just checking out 10-7, that's easy.
You're where?
We are about a half mile from Creo Junction, right? Creo Trail Junction, at Lefty Creek, south. About 15 minutes ago.
Okay, 6 minutes ago I see you about at the Creo Junction, so you ought to be just across the stream and starting up the stairs. Thank you. Colleen, you have to watch out, you'll catch up with them.
6 legs are slow tonight, Kate. Watch out for the snake, guys.
Copy that, Colleen. We'll watch the snake.
Sounds like Colleen is saying snakes are slow at this time of night. 10-7 JCT.
Slow and not rattling. 10-7 JCT. Just happened to see it, Frost.
And Lynn, see you guys approaching Tima Larga Tank at about 4,300. The high point of a trail just before Douglas Spring is 4,800. So you certainly climbed most of your elevation. And 7 JCT.
Good to hear. Thanks, Michael. 7.
Go ahead, Ranger.
Lynn's copy. You can turn around.
Okay, we'll go high profile for you so that you can see us. We do have Speedway shut down both east and west end. I put 4 of the electric power flares in the road. We have minimal winds from the northwest, probably less than 5. If there's a chance you can keep your tail over the road, come in and take a peek at it. Tell me what you think. Will your medic exit with the patient, bring him to us, or would you like for us to approach?
He was able to stumble through the helicopter, so we'll just walk him out. He's going to meet us just outside the rotor disc, and then I can go from there, but I have not done any treatment. We just put him in the back and took off where kind of a tight spot.
The road isn't here.
Okay, again, we'll be high profile for you. I think I see you coming from the east, and the road is secure. And I'll be waiting. What are you going to be coming out the left or right side?
Okay, I have you on the inside.
WEZ N7JZ.
Well, your patient be coming out the left or right side?
Oh, right side.
Okay, sounds good. Let us know when you want us to turn off the overhead. Again, there's 4 power flares in the road. Take a peek at it. The only hazards I see here is a mesquite tree on the north side of the road. It's probably about 12 foot tall, but if you put it down in the center of the power flares, your main rotor should clear that.
Copy that.
KF7WEZ and 7JZT.
KF7JZT, this is KF7WEZ.
We've been calling copiously trying to ascertain if you heard that the patient is on board the helicopter.
I actually stopped the team about 5 minutes ago when I heard a patient coming out of the helicopter, and I wasn't sure, so thank you.
Reggie, fill your overhead.
Stay out of the way of teams coming down from up higher. And 7JZT.
Okay, copy that. We'll start making our way back. And I think I saw Lynn's light at some point. And I see he tried to call me. So we'll start making our way down. KF7WZ.
And I was just trying to make sure you got the message. Ball KG7EBE.
Yeah, we just got confirmation from Michael, and I think we have a visual on your light. We are southeast of you. Yeah, we got the message, and we're going to start making our way back. You'll probably will catch us here pretty shortly.
And Ranger 5 will be 1098.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. We appreciate it. We're better all later.
Now, do we need help? Do you guys need help getting any of your guys down off the hill, or are they all code 4 walking down on their own?
No, I'm sure these guys aren't happy that they didn't get to play. So, no, they're good to go. Thanks for the offer.
10-4, if you got anything else, let us know. We'll be available.
Sounds good. Thanks again.
No, we got the horses up there. We wouldn't mind a ride.